Real music with Gary Stuckey. Keep the music real.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you. It is Gary Stuckey with Real Music. I'm excited to have Tommy Davidson here with me today. You might know him from In Living Color and all those cool movies and comedy. You know, he does stand-up comedy, and but he's got new music out. Some awesome tunes. We're going to talk all about it. Not going to waste any time. This is part one of a two-part interview. So here we go. Here's Tommy Davidson.
So you doing all right, other than all the technical whatever? It don't matter. You know, stuff like that happens, man. You know, it's like life. What can you do?
Yeah. You know? I mean, you know, at a minimum, there's a good chance I'm going to have something very tasty to eat today and a place to sleep. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that are still walking this earth that love me, man. You know, and I'm not in a place where, you know, bombs are being dropped every day and nobody cares and all that. So I got to be real simple today.
Hey.
You know?
Well, you know, it is something to think about, you know? I mean, I think everybody to a degree takes life for granted, the comforts of life and everything. Mm-hmm. I think you don't, everybody needs to take time out and go, you know, it ain't bad compared to a lot of people out there.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, man, I'm just thankful to be here. Thankful to be talking to you. Hey, been reading about your biography, and I want to get your book. I haven't gotten it yet, but I've been hearing about it, and we'll be talking about that. Yeah, and Uncle Sam wants you. Hey, I think everybody's going to get that book after they watch this interview because, I mean, to me,
that would be nice. That would be really nice.
Well, I'm going to help. Get some, you know, people interested. And I noticed there's some guitar. It's kind of blurry back there, but I noticed the guitar is on the wall. So cool. But I'm a guitar fan.
It's studio time. So we're, you know, I'm in here about to, you know, do some vocals for the upcoming album. And once again, I've been able to do something else with the talent.
Sure.
That I'm very happy about too. Oh yeah.
Awesome. And speaking of which, I know you got a few songs out, and especially you got a brand new song out. Let me see if I pronounce it right. It's Lausanne, right?
Yeah, Lausanne. No, it's French. You know, French.
You got to do like this when you say.
Yeah, Lausanne.
Okay. Lausanne. Not lasagna.
Yeah. I think it's somewhere in the lasagna range.
It might be then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, man, I tell you, you were talking about, you know, of course everybody knows your background, you know, In Living Color and all the movies and the comedy and all that stuff, you know, and so awesome. But musically, you got music, you're doing jazz, and it's so good. And I love to listen to it. Not just saying that, man, but I know it's something about jazz, and it just eats your mind. It kind of takes you to a place of just, I don't know, comfort, you know, and I could listen to it all day, and especially these songs that you've got out, but the Lausanne. Tell me about that song, recording that, and some of your other singles that you got out, like Sweet Reunion, and I Know, Get Zero, you know, and things like that. So tell me about recording these songs, and why did you decide to record these?
Well, you know, I decided to record stuff that made a difference in my life, you know, made an impact. There's a lot of things that I could teach from the music that helped me. It's like the book. The book is like a blueprint or a guide to my happiness and the things that contributed to it up to the point where I wrote the book. So for the reader, you know, it's sort of a menu of what I went through and how I got through it and stayed happy and stayed grateful. And so it's the same with the music. It's all the stuff that built me. For instance, I'm listening to a song this morning by Sergio Mendez called Why. And Why is a song about life, but Why carried me through my teens from 13 all the way through 19, which were some turbulent times for me. But now at 60, the lessons that are in that song have now, I now understand everything about life that was in that song. So now I can communicate it.
Right.
Now I can communicate that. So I can sit up with an audience and say, the reason why I love this song that we're about to play for you is this. And I can be specific about the lyrics and the whole thing. You know, when it comes to my originals, I want to just do some beautiful stuff. The stuff that I learned was beautiful.
Right.
Learned was beautiful. The only original I've done so far is called Stronger. And I wrote that with a guy named Greg Manning, who's a really good producer, and recorded it with a very big group, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So
awesome.
You know, yeah. So, and it's a song about me, but it's a song about everybody. And like the book, everybody is me. You know, I got a white family and I'm black, but not all the way. Look at my hand.
It's amazing. Look on the other side.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that something?
That's right.
And isn't it cool that, that with this hand you can give and receive, no matter what color it is, you know?
Very good.
You know, Dick Gregory said, Queen Elizabeth made like something like $2 million a minute with all the things that Britain owns and stuff like that, right? But he said, right, if you put his hand next to my grandmother's hands, he said, there's no such thing as a $200 million hand.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah.
That's good.
So I'm very in touch with the beauty of it all. The beauty of it all. And there's a 50-50 there for everyone. There's a beauty of it all, and then there's the ugly of it all. You know, and we wouldn't even be able to see either if we weren't here now.
Right.
Kind of an odd thing.
Good point. You know, and I've been reading things about, you know, art is something that comes out of you. You know, all that stuff you went through in your life, which is in your book, which I've read some, you know, some of the things have been written about it, some of the details about your life. And whatever art you do, whether it's painting or singing or playing the guitar, it's all your hurts, all the beauty, all the things that matter come out in your vocals, in your playing, or whatever it might be, you know, and
the song or the creation. Yeah.
Right. And it's a big deal to people. And when people can relate to it, especially the people that have been through some things, maybe that you've been through, and it comes out in your voice, there's a certain impression that comes out through music that people relate to. And I think you nailed it with these songs. I mean, in the jazz form, there's just something about that in a jazz form that reaches people. Maybe not so much other ways. I don't know. Right.
It was specific. It was a specific move, really. It was, you know, coming into the music industry is like me coming into the performing industry. It's really hard with multi-talents to go into a business that's multi-pronged, because most people just go into one segment of it. You know, when stand-up started, the plan was to go from stand-up to TV, to movies, into directing, into producing, writing. All of those happened. You know, the end of the cycle, or the end of the triangle for me, was to Arthur and to do music. And so I'm at that point, notwithstanding all the other stuff that's still there. It's still there. I'm here. It's still there. So going into smooth jazz was a good place for me to get my solid feet in music, because, you know, naturally I probably can go into R&B, or naturally I can probably go into pop music, but they aren't safe places for a talent like me, because people without talent can ruin my whole career by just getting on the phone and say, I don't like it. And then all of a sudden there's there's this tidal wave of people that don't like it and didn't even hear it. They just see on there that my friends on Facebook say it sucks. And my friends on IG say it sucks. And as a matter of fact, we're starting to think he sucks because my list of people says he does. It's a mob mentality. So in order to, you know, if you want to have your child educated, you know, in a broad way, you know, you make sure that they can get into a school where they have a chance to have that. So, and you go from different stages of school, right? So different stages of music for me is to get in to where you're perfect, what you're perfect for, you know, and then what you're perfect for now. You know, there's always a landscape and there's always a present that changes. Now, for right now, we're back to payola in music. No one's saying anything, you know. You know, that's the way the world is anyway. You know, we're in a couple of wars, but for the first time ever that I can remember, nobody's counting casualties anymore.
Right.
It's like the wars are never happening. They're like no one's getting hurt, you know. So it's the same juxtaposition that we're talking about, you see. So once I get in there and it feels good, I can do it really well. I can perform it really well, which is how I make a living. You know, it's done with the type of people that have taught me how to do it at the highest level, not because I asked them, but it was a part of my natural road in entertainment.
Sure.
I know Stevie Wonder. I know Dave Koz. I know Kenny G. I know George Duke.
Right.
You know, I know Cher. I know, you know, so it's the best place for me to start, you know, and I'm not anxious about getting to the next place because, hey, man, you find a restaurant you like, right? Do I have to say the rest?
That's right. I mean, you don't want to mess up something that's going good. And like I said, for me, listening to it, I mean, I don't think people will be shocked to hear it like, whoa, he can sing. You know, they know you can sing. You know, you've done it for years. But I'm just saying, in this mode, and I don't know, maybe it's the time. There's a time and place for everything. But maybe this time is just now for you to put this music out to reach people in a way maybe that nobody has before. But you put your music with your background and your biography and the whole story. There's like this big picture. And I think the songs are painting the picture, and especially what you've been through in your life. You know, and I've heard like on other interviews, you know, like the Kid Zero cover. Can you tell us about that cover, please?
Yeah. Kid Zero to me is all of us. You know, it's a song done by Harvey Mason, a song that I love that's been done before with Nathan East and Foreplay. That's, I mean, you can't touch it, you know. But there's always my rendition, you know, of what I heard. So what I did was I created my version of what I heard in that song and what I felt and what I concluded. I concluded that I was Kid Zero. Okay. I concluded that we all are. And I concluded that on basic scientific fact, right? That I can't come from something and be nothing. I can't come here prepared to breathe this air, prepared to live off of the food here from absolutely nothing. Something else made this.
Right.
There's the math. The second one was our country. And it was a great way for me to talk about our country without everybody getting mad. You know, maybe they can, but the cover is John Brown. John Brown is a plain white boy from Missouri, you know, Kansas, you know, and him and his fellow citizens didn't want those to be slave states. And they were willing to die for it. They were like, we don't want that here. Okay. So that proves that, hey, all white people are not down for that. Black people need to hear that. because the result doesn't give us that conclusion. So who's going to bring that to the world, right? So John Brown takes his own family, a couple of slaves, goes all the way down to Virginia from Missouri. Okay, there's no planes, there's no cars, there's no, okay. They went down there with a couple of guns. They went there to grab other people and start a war to end slavery. They were all slaughtered, including his own sons. He was the only one left alive. After his trial, he was coming out of the courtyard. They sentenced him to hanging. And the slave woman brings her child over and kisses him on the cheek. And under her, if you look at the real painting, is children of white children and black children are holding on to him. You see? And the painter caught that.
Wow.
Kid zero. You know, and then mathematically, we start at zero, but it goes to infinity. Well, where does zero go the other way?
Right.
If we have to start from one from that side, and it takes us all the way over there, what happens when you go there?
Right. That's good.
That's my Einstein-y approach.
It's a very good approach. It's smart, and it's the truth. Of course, in your biography, you know, talking about your life, you were left as a small, I guess, basically a baby in the trash, right? You know, and I do believe, and I do know in this scheme, in this mathematical equation of our mind, that there's a reason for everything. And you were left there. You know, I was thinking about like Moses. You know, I'm thinking biblical. You know, Moses was left in the, you know, right? It's like, it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is similar. No, it's similar beyond a doubt. You know, as long as I don't attach fear to it, then I have no problem with it. You know, I mean, that was a long, long time ago and the story survived, but no one is left to be scared. You know, whether they were scared or not, they ain't here.
That's right.
You see what I mean? But it left us a very, very strong, strong, strong truth to live by. You know, how us, we're in the animal world, we're primates, you know, and we're basically on the menu, on the eating menu. We're way low. We're at like appetizers. You know, we're not even near deer because they can just run. You know what I mean? So you know, as primates, even though we've been able to step out of nature and harness its powers for our civilization, we still haven't learned how to get along. You know, and it's very, we're dealing with a primitive problem, which is called sharing. You know, so once the clan, when it comes to trade, you know, if one clan had the apples and the other one had the beef, they trade because they could eat both of them. But one day, one of the groups said, why don't we just take all the beef?
Yeah.
All ours. So, you know, that came from me watching the movie Billy Jack when I was a kid. I was like, I thought about it and I was like, oh, that's why. We don't know how to share, you know.
That's
what I mean?
Right.
So we're down to the bare minimum when it comes to that, you know. And the only people that are keeping this place moving are the people that know what me and you know about that. The rest of them are like, you know, I don't care about the button if it gets pushed or whatever. I'm gonna finish doing what I'm doing. So that's really, really where I'm coming from, you know, in a very elementary sense. And I knew that I can bring that truth forth in Kid Zero if I was asked why I did it. I don't want to impose it on anybody. I'm not going to go, hey, man, check this out. But what I am going to do is I'm going to put it on the same shelf as cocaine and drugs and sex and food and the internet. And I'm going to put it on the same shelf. It's available. It's available to take home.
Right. That's right. Take it, share it.
Let me get it on the shelf.
That's right.
You know, and I got that from whoever that guy or girl was that said, you can take this grain, this dry grain from that grass when it dries, And if you rub it down with a stone, it becomes a powder. You put water on that, give me a hot stone, taste that.
Right. Very good. That's exactly, you know, my way of thinking is like that. You know, I'm thinking like, you know, when you shine a light on something, I think, you know, through all the years of people, whether like racism or people, it's the ignorance. It's not shining a light on somebody's life and going, here's this guy. Here's what he does. He's just like you. I mean, he's not exactly the same. He's got some cool things. He might be Asian. He might be a black guy, a white guy. But here's what he does. Let me shine the light. The people that don't understand don't shine the light on the guy and see what he's all about. They're not interested in finding out what he's all about.
Yeah.
Right? But and when they find out, it's like, oh, right?
Yeah, but we've been taught to see each other in a very specific way. We've been taught to see each other as a human race.
Right.
Okay, hold on. Stay with me. So that's humans racing for what? Resources, right? Different humans racing for the water, racing for the energy. We're running for, you know, and we're all at it. Who's going to get the most? Who's going to, you know, and we never approach it from mankind. Man being kind, we don't have to worry about that because the whole thing on the round damn marble we live on really, really belongs to us and we're dependent on it as a group.
Right.
So I switched that around. You know, and I like the fact that I can put it out there so that people can contemplate its truth.
That concludes part one of the interview with Tommy Davidson. Had a lot of fun chatting with him. Going to do it some more coming up in a day or so, and going to finish some interesting topics. But so much to talk about, and it's like life lessons. And what an awesome guy to talk to. Very talented. And knows so much. He's been through so much. Go check out his book he's got out and his website, TommyDavidson.com. And yeah, we're going to finish this conversation. So stay tuned. And until next time, everybody, always remember to keep the music real.